Episode 1020, My Strength is My Story with Chelsea Crockett, Your Own Beautiful.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy day. Today is my favorite day of the week. It is My Strength is My Story series, and we have an incredible young woman on with us today. It is Chelsea Crockett. She is a YouTube sensation, Beautylicious insider. I'm telling you, we are so real and raw and authentic in this interview. You're going to be that little fly on the wall that wants to be listening in, and you are so going to feel it. I promise you, it's going to be incredible. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, friends and family of Chelsea's, welcome to our family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Chelsea impacted me with her brand new book, Your Own Beautiful, and she writes it. She's a young woman. Yes, she's 19, soon to be 20. And I don't want you to turn off this episode because of that. Because age has no meaning when it comes to walking with Christ. She is a bold young woman. We talk about everything from scripture to college to depression to even a big new announcement that something's happening. You'll just have to stay tuned for that announcement. But it's a lot of fun. And I promise you, it will give you a breath of fresh air. And all of us need that in our lives. So without further ado, I want to welcome in Chelsea Crockett, Your Own Beautiful. Hello and welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Today is My Strength is My Story series, and we have an incredible woman with us today. Her name is Chelsea Crockett. She is a vivacious, fun-loving, Christ-centered woman who found herself experiencing life in front of thousands when she launched her YouTube channel, Beautylicious Insider, which she started at the age of 13. Almost 3 million fans later, Chelsea is only getting started. In her brand new book, Your Own Beautiful, she gives beauty and fashion tips. However, what shines the brightest is her inspirational guidance, influenced by her faith and life experiences. With curls in her hair, a smile on her face, and her beautiful grace, let's welcome in my friend and sister in Christ, Chelsea.
Hi, guys. It's good to be here.
Hey, so glad to have you here. Can you believe it? Your book is out.
Yeah. It just came out this week, and I've been just working on promoting this book for quite a few months now, actually, and it seems like it's more work than actually writing the book. It's crazy. I don't know if you – have you written a book?
I have, but I have not done it with the publishing side, so it's only to people who know me. Yes. It is different, though.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's a whole different world than actually, like, you know, social media and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting any beauty sleep?
A little bit. You know, with school and, you know, doing YouTube and promotion for the book, it's difficult, but I'm trying to exercise and getting beauty sleep, you know.
Yeah. And drinking lots of water, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have two. Right here.
I love it. All right. Well, I got to ask you, besides the book and you're going to college right now, what keeps you busy these days?
Well, we were just talking before this podcast about my boyfriend, and I'm in a long distance relationship right now. So every couple weeks I'll go and visit him or he'll come here. So that keeps me pretty busy. And every other night or so, or almost every night, we FaceTime each other. Mm-hmm. So, it's fun. And sometimes we'll actually FaceTime each other and we'll like cook together. So that's pretty fun. And that's like a little tip. If you guys are dating long distance, cook together. It's a fun thing to do other than just like laying in bed and FaceTiming each other and saying goodnight. It's just a fun little thing to switch it up. But yeah, that keeps me pretty busy, a relationship that's, you know, in a different state. But also, you know, besides school and all that sort of stuff, just hanging out with friends and doing the typical things that teenagers do. I'm about to be 20, so I can't really use the teenage term anymore, which is so weird. But yeah,
you're
I'm excited.
So old.
So old.
You are so old that you are so young, you can be my daughter.
Oh my gosh.
That's the age difference. But we won't talk about my age. We'll just talk about your age. Okay. That'll keep me young, okay? And you can give me lots of beauty tips. Maybe we'll just have to have another segment for old versus young, and you can give us old people some beauty tips.
Well, your makeup looks lovely.
Oh, well,
so.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I try a little bit. All right. So since your faith is so important to you, because in your new book, and understand as you're listening here and you're watching, we will have all the links in the show notes, and you're going to want to pick up your own copy of Your Own Beautiful. But in your book, Chelsea, you wrap up and really entangle Jesus Christ. Go back to where you first met him.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone's testimony of, you know, coming to Jesus is totally different from anyone else's. But the moment I met him was when I was 10 years old, but I was in my bathtub, and I said, Mom, Dad, I want to accept Jesus into my heart. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. But I think when I truly started following Jesus and I completely just understood the concept of who he is and what he wants for my life is whenever I was in high school. And I went to this conference called DNOW, which is Discipleship Now. And I was at this conference, and I was hanging out with a couple of my friends. And we all got in this room, and we just started being honest with what was going on in our lives. And we started praying over each other, and each of us were going through different things. And we had family issues, and each of us just got emotional, and we were crying, and we were girls, so we were emotional. And one of our friends, their parents were going through a divorce, and each of us were, you know, just struggling through different things. And so that's when I just realized, you know, we're each vulnerable, and God truly just wants to be a part of our lives. And so that's when I just took a turn in my life, and I just wanted to just follow the Lord wholeheartedly. And after that, I switched my content on YouTube, and I wanted to make more faith-based videos. And of course, I still did lifestyle videos and beauty videos, but I also started making faith videos. And that's when I also uploaded my testimony video, which received quite a lot of views and also a lot of great feedback, but it also received kind of some controversial feedback. And I was also thankful for those negative comments, because any feedback in general is good, because it just shows that it struck some sort of just nerve, I guess, in a good way or a bad way. It just means that it registered in their brain, you know. So I guess that video just helped the majority of people. And so that's kind of how I met Jesus, and also when it actually registered to me. And of course, I guess I could mention, I went through some stuff in my junior year, whenever I, you know, made some decisions that I wasn't necessarily proud of. But I think there's a time in high school where some of us just don't really want to listen to our parents, or we just don't really want to do what we're told. And then I come back to, like, oh my gosh, this is not me. And so I went back to who I was, and I started making videos on that. And I'm like, guys, don't do this, don't do that, and this is why. And then I probably, hopefully, help some people not to do those things. And I think that's why a lot of people enjoy watching my content, is because I'm authentic and real with all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just enjoy, like, having friends on the internet. I like calling my subscribers friends, because that's what I believe they truly are.
Yeah, it's a family.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you probably consider the people who listen to your podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Because, I mean, you've made so many episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does. It feels like an extension of yourself, because when you are being real, and that's what I found in your book in reading it, Chelsea, is that you were being really real. And so even though I'm old enough to be your mother, I could identify with what you were saying. And yeah. I could either go back and reflect and think, oh, I remember those high school years. Or I could go back and say, I have two in high school right now. And, oh, my gosh, maybe we should have some other discussions, you know.
Right.
I have great kids. But beside the point, not that you're not a great kid, because you've got a brother and a sister, too. You know, you come from a really strong family background, faith-based family, strong in the church. We all have our hang-ups. We're not perfect. But there is that connection, and you are so right that when you're yourself and when you have that connection to God, which you found in your high school years, that really kind of tunes you into his word and not everybody else's word, it was life-changing for you.
Yeah, it totally was. And I'm, you know, I was sad that I made those decisions, but at the same time, I was thankful for that time mm-hmm. because it shaped me to who I was meant to be.
So, so beautiful. Well, in your book, you talk about that you had big dreams. And one of those big dreams involved gymnastics. What happened? Because we know how perfect your life really is.
Well, I was in gymnastics for quite a long time. And I thought that I was going to be, you know, the next big gymnast. And I looked up to Shawn Johnson and Nastia Lukin. And I was just so enticed with watching them on TV. And I even loved watching like figure skating. And I just thought it was such a beautiful sport. But then I just got to a point where I couldn't get past certain skills. And I got really discouraged with it. And I believe whenever I was on the beam, which is really small, like, little stick, it looks like a stick, yes. like a wooden beam, and I was supposed to do like a back handspring on it, and even just a cartwheel was hard for me, but I was supposed to do a back handspring on it, and I thought I was gonna like crack my head open, and that's when I drew the line, and I was like, I can't do this anymore, and like my skills just weren't progressing, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, you know, they try and try and try in the same sport for so long and they just get burnt out. And that's what I believe was happening to me. And so the next year I tried out dance and I loved it. And so I pursued other things. And I think that's sometimes what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. And look where you are now. Beautylicious Insider.
yeah,
I think, you know, it's awesome. It is so cool. Well, like I said before, you're young enough to be my daughter. So let's ask the obvious.
You said that like four times.
I know. Well, I'm trying to hone it in to the listeners, not you, that I'm really old.
Yeah, right.
And maybe old means I'm wise. So let's ask the obvious question then. Why YouTube?
Well, I think it has just become such a big platform for people to resonate with others and share the message that they want to. And YouTube became all the rage whenever I was 13 years old and probably a couple years before then. And I was watching comedy videos like crazy around that time. I watched The Annoying Orange and Fred Figglehorn. I don't know if any moms on here were watching their sons or daughters watch all these crazy comedy videos around that time. But I think YouTube is just such a unique platform for people to spread their message. And I'll just spend hours on hours watching YouTube videos because there's just all these suggested videos to watch next. And it's just so addictive. But there's just so many cool videos to watch. And I think it's even more fun sometimes to watch YouTube than it is to watch TV now. And I enjoy it more to just be able to sit in bed and watch that than watch Nickelodeon. So,
yeah, and it feels a little more interactive where, you know, if you're
definitely
used to the cable type of thing, you don't feel interactive. But it was like before even tablets were really, you know, prominent, and we all carry it around. I mean, now kids are birthed with tablet in their hand. And so it is definitely a very unique platform. And I know my children, they've got their favorites on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I have a couple comedians that I watch and vloggers, like couples that just go all over the world and travel together. I even have a couple Instagram accounts that I follow very closely.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Well, you met a gal when you decided that you were going to go out for this, was it NYX?
Next Face Awards.
Okay, yes. And you met this vlogger, I think you called her. Was it Charis? No.
Charis Lincoln.
Okay. Talk a little bit about that, because I thought that was kind of like a fun thing. It was a different style of a beauty pageant.
Yes, so the NYX Face Awards was a competition where you can submit a video of you doing a certain beauty look. And I was in the first competition ever that this makeup brand ever put out there. And NYX is a cosmetic brand that's in between a high-end makeup brand and a low-end makeup brand. So it's not like e.l.f. Cosmetics that's sold at Target, and it's not like Dior or, you know, your super expensive makeup. So I entered this competition, and I was like one of the youngest people in this competition because I was 13 years old. And so I made it to the top six, and I was, you know, in the top 100, top 40, top 30, then top 10, then top six. And then my friend Charis was also in the top six with me. And then we ended up getting flown out to LA together to compete live and doing makeup on these models. She ended up winning the competition, and I ended up gaining a close friend. And she was a missionary for several years in Alaska, and she just had a heart of gold. And I remember when she won the competition, and I was standing like hand in hand with her at the front of the stage, and I was just crying, and she was crying, and she was just like pointing up. She's like, all the glory to God. Like, it's just, it was such an incredible moment because she had just been through so much. I mean, she struggled with suicide growing up. She was just bullied. And so she had just had an incredible testimony. And so all these people had their eyes on her, and she had gained this huge following through this competition. And so all these people were exposed to Christ through her. And so I was just so proud of her, and I just thought she deserved it so much. And so I was crowned with the award for innovative beauty look, and then she won the competition. And then everyone else got a different award. And so a couple years later, I ended up going on a mission trip with her to Alaska. And then we've just kept in touch every so often. And I've, you know, talked to her like the past couple days. And so we've just remained really good friends. And yeah, I just consider her a really awesome friend that I've met through just, you know, the power of social media.
Mm-hmm. What a beautiful soul. And all because of YouTube. And you all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Your Own Beautiful. Chelsea has it just so eloquently written, and pictures, you're going to want to see pictures of her. And also, she has, for us women who need a lot of help, and us young girls too, especially if you have daughters, dads, you're listening, pick this up for your daughters. It would be a great Christmas gift. But she's got tips that are written in here also. So it is a great read. I really encourage you to pick up your own copy. Well, in your book, you give lots of beauty and fashion tips, but the heart of your book is Christ-centered. What is your drive to talk about your faith?
Well, I think it's the most important thing in life, because when it comes down to it, this is not our home. Life is not meant to be lived for this earth. And, you know, the days are wasting away. And so I think my motivation is just to see as many people as possible come to know the Lord. And so if I can do that with just simply sharing my life in whatever way, then I will. And I believe that I can always do a better job at that. And so I've gotten different messages from different girls just simply saying, like, you've inspired me to become a Bible study leader. And I know that's just so simple and so small, but I think it's just like little things like that. Just, I think it's important for us to just share on our platforms a positive message every single day, and use our platforms to the best of our abilities to share Christ. And so my drive just comes from just knowing that this earth is not our home, and that God has, you know, in each, has an individual calling for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is absolutely beautiful. And your heart, you could just tell, I mean, Chelsea, it rings really deep with you. And that is exquisite.
Thank you.
When you're talking about such a young woman. You're very mature for your age. Yes, you're the oldest of your siblings. You know,
yeah.
Mom and Dad are probably like, yeah, we know. We did good on this one. Maybe the jury's still out on the other two, but we won't tell your brother and sister that, because I know you've done some videos too with Chandler, I believe.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, I have. Kylie has been in like two videos. Yeah.
Do you have to twist their arm to do them?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Well, as you know, family is very important, and I can tell it's very important with you. And the big buzzword out there is the word balance. How do you balance life as a YouTuber and then also family?
Well, I think a lot of people in my position, when they get this question, they try to answer this question. But in all honesty, you can't really find balance. I think every day you just have to structure your day in the best ability that you can. But you have to prioritize it in the order of importance. You know, what's most important to you? And if you can get those things done, then great. If you don't get some of those things done, that's okay. Try again tomorrow. I know the most important relationships in my life, and I know the most important relationship in my life, and that's my relationship with God. And sometimes I neglect that relationship, and I know that, and I'm aware of that. And I think a lot of us know that. And I think sometimes we need a reality check in that direction. But I think all in all, it's just important that we just remember that we're human, and balance is just kind of a foreign word sometimes, because I still haven't figured out how to do it. And if you have, then I would love your tips.
Well, we can bring you on for another episode. So we'll do two episodes. We'll do a balance episode. But you know what? I agree with you. Exactly what you said. Balance is totally, really non-existent. Unless if you're looking at 2 + 2 = 4, 3 + 2 = 5. Mm-hmm. But in a life, we don't have balance, but you can have harmony. And you're really speaking to that by saying, I know what relationships, plural, are important. And I know whose relationship, not plural, is the most important. And if anybody wants and needs to take away one thing from this entire episode, it's exactly what you said right there.
Thank you. Yeah,
beautiful.
I agree.
All right. So when you graduated from high school, we're going to go back a few more years. I know it hasn't been that long, but I got to take you back in time. You took an 1,800-mile trip to what would be a defining moment in your life. What was that moment?
Yes, I went to California. I drove that far to go to college in California. I was going to go to California Baptist University. And then my world kind of got a little shaken a little bit. About 3.5 weeks in, I started experiencing some kind of physical sickness in a way, and then also some mental sickness, I guess you could describe it. And then my family started going through some stuff, and my dad lost his job, and so it was just like a rough time for my family. And so it was good for me to take a year off. And I ended up saving $30,000 in the process. And now I'm going to community college, and I'm only going to school for $1,200. So it was a good thing. And I got to focus on my book, and now I have an entire chapter dedicated to When Life Gets You Down. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really thankful, honestly, for that time in my life. And I would have never have guessed that that really rough time in my life would have resulted in all of that, but it did. And I know God used that for this exact reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even in your acknowledgments, when you were listing all of them and then you got to your family at the very end, you even made a note about your mom, that she was really there for you. And I could tell your dad's been there. He's the kind of photographer and videographer for you. And is he still doing that?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Awesome. That means you must like him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I love him a lot.
Yeah, and so mom obviously was there, too, at a really – it was a hard time. In your book, you wrote that, like, I knew this is what I was supposed to be doing. You got to the place where you were like, I come home for the weekend, and you were having thoughts that you thought would go away, but they didn't.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And she knew it was like. She knew what anxiety was like. She knew what depression was like. And that's what I was experiencing. And so sometimes we feel the need to shy away from talking about that too, because there's so much stigma around it. But my mom really knew what it was like. And so she helped me quite a lot. And I was really thankful for that.
What a blessing. Well, you all are going to want to pick up your own copy of Your Own Beautiful. Chelsea will give you so many great highlights in here. It's not just for young women. This would be, yes, a great stocking stuffer. I know Christmas is around the corner. Just saying, putting it out there. But it also would be really good for moms, for aunties, for even grandmas. Because you know what? When you read a book like this, Chelsea, you kind of find your younger self. So I got to ask.
That's a unique thing to say. I like that.
Well, you're welcome. I've got to ask a twisted question here. What would you tell your older self?
Oh, wow.
I like to stump you.
Yeah. I like this one. I would probably tell, like, if I were looking back, like, if I were, like, let's say, like, 65 years old and I were telling my 19-year-old self, I'd probably tell myself, like, stop looking down at those younger children and start hanging out with them and, you know, get back to your younger self or something. I don't know.
No, that sounds great. Now reverse it and look at it to where you are now. If you were to write a letter and you were going to read it when you were 65 years old, what would you have that letter say?
I hope you are still going for your goals, even though you're old and wrinkly.
Thank goodness I'm not 65 yet.
And investing in others is very important. This is so difficult. I feel like there's a lot of pauses in this question.
That's good though, right? I mean, think about it, because Chelsea, you're a very deep thinker. You're a young woman about to get out of the teens and, right, you know, embark on a whole new life. You're in a long distance relationship, which might turn long distance, but maybe a little closer, because the older you get, usually the faster things move. And so I think it's important that you're coming from, in your book, you're coming from your younger self, where you are right now. But as an older person, I'm not that old, but we're just saying, as a wiser, I will say wiser woman, as a wiser woman once thought, what would happen? Because I don't know what my letter would look like at 65 or 85 or 107.
Right. You know? Have you written a letter to yourself?
Actually, no, but I'm actually in the process of doing that right now.
You are?
I am, yes. I'm writing a letter to my younger self. I'm writing letters to each of my children. And then I'm writing letters to my older self. And I actually want to put them in an envelope and put them somewhere if I can remember where I placed them. That's the thing. I'm not sure. Maybe the bank account, you know, in the safe deposit box might be the best place to put it.
Yeah.
But then go and open those letters. Because I think we get stuck in in our life, wherever we are. And you kind of talk about this in your book. I mean, when you were bullied, you know, had your interest mm-hmm. with gymnastics. You also had this fascination with dolphins.
And yeah, I love dolphins so much.
And so, you know, but right now you're like, I can't go do that. But could you? I mean, what if you were 65? You said, you know, keep going for your goals. What if that was the one thing on your list? Because it was number two in your book, on your list, Dan, that was to swim with the dolphins, I think it was, it said. And mm-hmm. maybe you had never swum with the dolphins yet. So would you?
Oh, I would have at that point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. This could be for a whole new YouTube episode for you. You know, go swim with the dolphins.
Yes, I'm definitely going to have a vlog when I go swim with the dolphins, for sure.
Yeah, that would be an awesome vlog to have. I got to tell you, I have swam with dolphins. It is absolutely the most fascinating, awe-inspiring. You think you're close to Jesus. They are such incredible creatures. And to sit there and know that you can communicate. And I get your fascination with dolphins because I have that fascination with them too. I wanted to be the dolphin trainer. So when I was reading your book, I was like, this was me and my younger self. But it was so, I mean, it was awesome. And that's why I think these letters are important. That's why I wanted to challenge you with the question, what would you tell your older self? And you said it, I think, beautifully that, you know, you would tell yourself to keep going for those goals. Because when we get older, sometimes we stop, don't we? Because, oh, I've retired already. I'm done.
Right. And I think a lot of people at that age, they just want to travel and, you know, use up all their money. But I think that's great. I think traveling is awesome. But I also think I'll really look forward to spending time with my grandkids. I'll love, like, you know, being able to hold, like, a little baby all the time. Mm-hmm. But also I think it's really important to invest in, you know, other people and then make a lot of cookies for younger kids.
Make a lot of cookies. And, you know, really what I hear you saying, Chelsea, is impact. Impact is so yes. important to you. And that is almost at your soul level. And because everything you do, your YouTube, changing it over from being the beauty, the cute, the Barbie doll look. I don't know. I read some other things. I'm like, I don't think I could put on makeup like Barbie could. I don't know that I could get my eyes the blue that she does right here or whatever. And I don't have blonde hair, so it wouldn't work for me.
Right. Yeah, I did a Barbie makeup tutorial, but I did it for brunettes. So.
Oh, well, I'll have to go back and watch that one just for fun.
Be Barbie for Halloween.
That's right. We got a few more days to Halloween. We could do that.
Yeah.
All right. So we've kind of, you know, gotten a little bit off the subject. So I want to bring everybody back to your book because they're going to want to pick up a copy, Your Own Beautiful. Again, the information will be in the show notes. I got to ask you this. Faith is very important to you. And people talk, Christians talk like, oh, I need to, you know, have a devotion. I need to get closer to Christ. How do you draw closer to God?
Well, a lot of people, they'll answer this question or they'll talk a lot about, well, I don't really feel close to God or I'm not really feeling God, but God's not feeling. And, you know, when my mom comes home from work, I don't really feel her presence, but I know she's there because I know that she comes home around this time. It's just, it's not necessarily, you know, sometimes we feel God's presence, you know, because we're worshiping, but it's not always going to be like that. You know, we have to seek him every single day because, you know, it's a relationship is a two-way street. It's not just going to be, he's not going to speak to us if our Bibles are closed, you know? So I seek him every day through his word. And then, you know, prayer is so, so important. And sometimes I just sit there and I listen and I say, God, just speak to me. And then, you know, I'll put on some music that doesn't even have any words. And that's how my day goes. And, some days I don't even do that. And I'll just be honest. It's just, it's hard. And then I'll expect God, you know, to bless me or to, you know, speak to me. And then I'll get upset when he doesn't, but then I'll realize, like, oh my gosh, like, I haven't been spending time with him. And so I just think it's diligence. It's just being there and spending time with him, even sometimes when we don't necessarily want to, because sometimes I think we don't want to. I mean, you've got to be honest. Like, sometimes we don't want to always hang out with everyone around us. You know, sometimes we just want to spend time with ourselves. But God always wants to spend time with us. You know, he always wants that relationship with us.
Always. Well, in your book, and I don't remember what chapter it is, you asked this question, so I want to kind of throw it back to you and see what your answer is.
Oh, boy.
What is it that gives you confidence in God?
Trying to see what you mean by confidence in God.
Where,
like,
he shows up.
What do you mean? Where?
Like, where
how
he
you
shows
know he's
up
there?
Yes, yeah, where he shows up in your life. You know, you were talking about how you don't feel your mom come in, but you know she is present. So how does God gain your confidence? A lot of, you know, what we do in our faith is walking knowing that it can happen, but we don't necessarily have to see, feel, or touch it. But we have the faith that it will be there and that he is present.
Yes, okay, I see what you mean. So I've seen God come through in a lot of ways in my life. And so I think a lot of us want to see God bless our lives and see him come through in multiple different ways. And that just really establishes our confidence in him. But I think for some people, sometimes God just doesn't answer our prayers in the way that we expect him to. So how do we gain confidence in him when he doesn't necessarily do that? Well, I think we just have to pray with expectancy and just know that his will is the best no matter what. And I mean, sometimes I just look towards the book in the Bible that's Job. I'm sure you're familiar with that book. It's just everything was just taken away from Job and he was still praising God. Like, that was just so incredible to me. And I know that book is just really important to so many people because this earth is not our home. Like, I think that's just so important to highlight. And there's going to be so many different trials in this life. Not necessarily that our family is going to be taken away from us or our farmland is going to be taken away from us like it happened in that book. But sometimes, you know, life is just truly not fair. But there's just a hope for those who, you know, trust in the Lord. And, you know, I love the verse that is found in Scripture. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I think it just gives us such a declaration in Christ, you know, no matter the struggle or the trial, that this place is not our home and that we can just have so much hope in Christ. And I just love it so much. And so no matter what you're going through, there's just so much hope. And I just think it's so cool to see so many people overcome so many things in this life because of Christ.
Oh, so beautiful. And in your book, you write about the future is now. And you say God has designed a specific itinerary. I loved how you worded that. So what does your next step look like?
Well, in the next 2 months, I am actually moving to Georgia. And yeah,
like
I'm really
news?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I haven't made a video directly about this topic, but I've tweeted about it. So my Twitter followers know about it. But my boyfriend lives in Georgia. A lot of my friends live in Georgia. I'll be living with a couple of my friends that I recently met, and it'll be a house full of girls, like three different girls who live in this house. And I'll be going to school online. And I'll just be pursuing different ministry opportunities and just really trying to focus on the call that God has for my life. And so I'm really excited. That's the next step in the direction that I'm trying to pursue.
Ah, That's awesome. Well, y'all want to pick up your own copy of Your Own Beautiful because it's a beauty guide. It's a life guide. It's a faith guide. It's a guide that can get you through your ups and downs. It can help spin you around. Chelsea does an incredible job writing it. So when you wrote your book, Your Own Beautiful, what was it that sparked that particular title?
Well, I knew I wanted to write a topic about a topic that just sparked in the hearts of my subscribers based off of the comments that I've received and about the personal messages that other people were, you know, writing towards me. And a lot of people just have personal struggles in their lives that, you know, are related or completely just different. And so I think Your Own Beautiful just covers so much ground in so many different areas, but it just, the topics that I discuss are just from boys to, you know, beauty, but also just truly trying to find your worth in what Christ says about you. And so that's what I hope from cover to cover when people read this book, is that they discover who they are in Him. And so that's really what sparked the topic of this book, is my audience. And I hope to write more in the future because I really do enjoy writing. And I love the difference between writing and video. I think you can go even more in depth with a story and storylines in writing a book. So that's kind of how that topic came about.
Well, it is a beautiful book, and Your Own Beautiful, it just ties in to exactly what you exude and what Christ has given within you and within your heart, the impact that you will have on so many young women. And also, you know, age doesn't matter, right? We're all young. It just depends on how you're looking at things.
Exactly.
There was one quote in your book that I wanted to read. It says, "My position or popularity may change, but my value never will." That is a very bold statement for a mature young woman. What would you tell that, whether they're young or old or in between, what would you tell that particular person? And it could be, you know, a dad listening. We all have our hangups. We all have our comparisons. We're not going to go into those stories because everybody's going to pick up their own copy of your book. But you actually talk about dare to compare, dare not to compare. Where are you, and what would you give as advice, the inspirational advice, as to how do you really begin to value you for who you are in Your Own Beautiful?
Well, I think it definitely starts from within, because I mean, there's so many different voices, not only from other people who are telling us who we should be, but there's even that voice that kind of creeps into our own head every single day as to who we are and who we're not. And so that can just tap us on the shoulder sometimes and get us really discouraged. And, you know, like you just said in that quote, I mean, I honestly, for example, I've been losing subscribers and I've been losing followers on Instagram because I've been sharing my faith. Mm-hmm. And I still know where my worth and my value lies. And so I think it's just really encouraging to know that and to stay grounded in Christ and in knowing that what his word says, and knowing that it is true, and just staying focused in that. And you can get so sidetracked in wanting to set so many goals. And I know that I talk about, you know, doing the hard work and all that sort of stuff, but the number one important thing is the most important relationship in your life. And so that should always come first. And I think that's how you find confidence within yourself. And that's how you find Your Own Beautiful. And that's how you navigate. And that's how you push the enemy's voice out of your head. And that's how I've always been able to silence the enemy, is I silence him with truth. I silence the enemy's lies with truth. And that's always what's gotten me through that. And those voices can always, like, you know, fight against each other sometimes, but Christ wins every time. The cross always has the victory. So.
Amen. Amen. Bring it on. Preach it, sister. Come on. You can do this. I love it. You know, come on. We got a revival. It's happening right now. Well, I know people are going to want to connect with you, Chelsea. So where can they find you?
Well, you can find me across pretty much every social media platform. And my social media handles are Chelsea Crockett on Twitter and Chelsea K. Crockett on Instagram. And then just Chelsea Crockett on YouTube and on Facebook. And then if you want to get my book, it's chelseacrockett.com/book. And that'll take you to various retailers where you can get the book.
And you're going to want your own copy. Isn't it beautiful? It's a, and I'm telling you, this book, I'm sure you have your own few copies laying around.
Yeah, already. Yeah, I do.
But I love the pages and how it feels. And it really does, if you want to mark it up like I did. Okay, let's find a really good page I marked up. Okay, here's a great page I marked up. It holds highlighters really well. So if you like to highlight your things, this, I mean, it just feels, it just, I love it. It just, it has a beautiful
Thank
heart.
You.
It has your heart, girl. And I am so delighted and thrilled for you that you are being bold, you're stepping out in faith, and I know God will continue to bless your efforts. Before I let you go, though, I have one last question. The series is called My Strength is My Story. What has your story gifted you?
I think my story's gifted me the ability to share my story with the world. I mean, not only do I have a platform, I also have, I mean, my own unique story. We all have our own unique story. And I think what you do a great job of is encouraging other people to share your story. And I think it's such a unique message that you have right here is, you know, your strength is your story. I just love that. I love that saying. So, yeah, I think it's unique that I get to share my story and we all have the opportunity to do so. So if I can give one nugget of advice is we all should do that. And I would just encourage everyone who's listening to do so. And, yeah, go out there on social media or even in person and share your story today.
Amen. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for spending time with us. And I'm serious. We need to come back and do a duel. I know you do swaps. So we could do swaps.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we could work on the life coaching side for me, and then you could work on the beauty side for you. and we could twist it and tie it all in with Christ. It's a party, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We could send Christian-related items like eat more, pray more, eat more chocolate.
That's right. I love that. Well, we're definitely going to have you back. You're such a gem. And I know you're...
How are you?
Oh, thank you. I know you're a blessing to so many young women, all women out there, because when you're on YouTube, anybody can find you. And you, I know, are reaching the audience and the world that God wants you to touch. And so many blessings and love to you.
Thank you so much.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.